Jesse decided also to give a particular mention to another PhD, to Laurent Lequien. PhD is named Essai d'évaluation de politique publique dans les champs de l'éducation, de la santé et des politiques d'emploi. And the supervisor is Marc Gurgan.
Thank you. First, I would like to thank the IFSE for giving me the opportunity to present my work today, and thank Marc Gurgan, who was a great advisor for me, and now a great colleague. I did most of my work while I was working at INSEE, so I had access to nice databases, and thank you INSEE for that. I worked on different topics, and each time it was to evaluate one specific public policy. The first one was an active labor market policy targeted towards welfare recipients with at least 2 years seniority to the welfare system. So they didn't work for a very long time, they just did non-payment benefits, and then they worked for at least 2 years into the welfare system. One French district, un département, decided to implement a new consulting scheme targeted towards them, and decided to design a random experiment to evaluate this policy. Basically, the result was that there was very modest effect on employment, and it had a large and significant cost on the public budget. So it was not a complete success for the district. The second topic was about the link between education and health. I was interested in whether someone going to school longer would get a better health, either because he would be richer and then take care of his health in a better way, or in any other specific channel. And I used two types of reforms. The first one was the two successive raises in mandatory education. Education was mandatory until 13 years old, then until 14 and 16 years old. And each time, some students were forced to go on studying and they didn't want to. I found that for these students, their health didn't improve when they were 60 or 80. And then I looked at World War II, which, among many other things, forced students to drop out of school before they wanted to. And for these guys, I find that the health decreases when they are adults. So these two results seem contradictory, and my way of saying that it may be useful to have both of them is that if you send someone to school because you want him to have better wages or better health, in my work, there's no use to do it if this guy is not motivated, if he's just sitting in the back of the classroom looking at the floor, he won't have any gain in staying here longer. I say that because another former laureate of the IFSE Prize found that during those periods when the raises in mandatory education were created, the distribution of diploma didn't move, so the guys stayed longer at school but didn't get any better diploma. And the last part of my thesis is about women's career, and especially women who have a child. After the birth, they can choose to withdraw from the labor market for a short or long period of time. And I look at the length of this withdrawal duration, and I look at the impact it has on the wage they receive once they get back to work. And I found that the longer the withdrawal, the lower the wage. So this is bad news for women. And there is also bad news for me, which is that I wanted to disentangle this effect into two possible channels. One would be a decrease in hourly wage, and one would be a decrease in the number of hours worked. I found that many women come back to the labor market in a part-time job. I'm not sure they're not, but it's the case. And it would have been nice for me to say that this decrease is in annual wages was due to a decrease in the number of hours worked or a decrease in hourly wage. Unfortunately for me, the data was not available at the time, so I couldn't say that. And there is still some work to do for me. It's still a good news for me. Anyway, that's it for my work. Once again, I thank EFSE for the opportunity to give me to present my work. Thank you.